Klima-Kaleidoskop.
Eine Radioreihe in Kooperation mit dem Klimalandesrat Oberösterreich.
Wie kann ein klimafreundlicher Alltag aussehen? Expertinnen entwerfen positive Zukunftsbilder, wie wir alle etwas für den Klimaschutz tun können.
Willkommen zu einer weiteren Ausgabe des Klimakaleidoskops, wieder mit dem Schwerpunkt Landwirtschaft. Und dieses Mal handelt es sich um einen durchaus politischen Beitrag mit der französischen Biobäuerin Morgan Audi, die über die größeren Zusammenhänge zwischen Landwirtschaft, Globalisierung und Klimapolitik spricht. Morgan Audi arbeitet als Gemüsebäuerin in der Bretagne im Westen Frankreichs. Als Aktivistin engagiert sie sich in verschiedenen Kleinbauernvereinigungen, einerseits lokal in Frankreich, andererseits ist sie im Moment Vorsitzende der Kleinbauernvereinigung La Via Campesina. La Via Campesina ist eine globale Organisation, die sich für die Rechte von Klein- und Bergbauern und Bäuerinnen einsetzt. Zum Beispiel dafür, dass die UN-Deklaration über die Rechte von Kleinbauern und Bäuerinnen und anderen Menschen, die in ländlichen Regionen arbeiten, auf Englisch abgekürzt UNDROP, die 2018 verabschiedet wurde, in den Ländern auch tatsächlich umgesetzt wird. Morgan Audi war als Vorsitzende der Via Campesina zu Gast im Salzkammergut auf der Konferenz Kleinbäuerliche Wege. Wir haben die Gelegenheit genutzt und sie dort getroffen. Das Gespräch fand auf Englisch statt und Morgan Audi hat klare Worte gefunden. Über das Dilemma von Wettbewerbsfähigkeit und Ernährungssicherheit, über Umverteilung und über die Klimakrise als soziale Krise. Zuallererst aber hat sie erklärt, wofür La Via Campesina sich eigentlich einsetzt.
In La Via Campesina, this is our goal. To ensure the unity of not only peasants but also indigenous people, artisanal fisher folk, and I would say all the people who work in the food industry as well. Everywhere in the world, we are oppressed. We get very low wages or income. We face a lot of repression. But, and this is maybe more important, we know that we have the solution for a better world into our hands. And so I think that in our struggles, it's about providing solutions that are good also for the other people, that are good for humanity. It's about saying, okay, we do want to produce healthy food and take care of the environment because this is good for us, but this is good for the rest of the people. So it's about building up solutions that fit for everybody. Organizing is essential. We can't stay alone facing these problems. First, as a small-scale farmer, in order to survive and to face sometimes a difficulty, meaning when there is a storm, for example, destroying some part of my farm, or I don't know, I have economic problems, the support that I can receive from my neighbor, this is really the key. So having strong communities where the values of solidarity and mutual helping are central, this is something essential for the everyday life. And it will become even more essential facing the austerity that the European Union now wants to impose on us, facing the climate crisis. And so I think we need to really unite to protect our rights and protect ourselves.
Erwähnt macht sich La Via Campesina für die Belange von Kleinbäuerinnen und Bauern stark. Morgan Audi erklärt, warum denn überhaupt in dieser erwähnten UN-Deklaration für die Rechte von Kleinbauern und Bäuerinnen UNDROP unter anderem das Recht auf eine gesunde Umgebung drinnen stehen muss.
Well, we have to write that down because all over the world and also in Europe, we are obliged or forced to either use or face in our environment agrotoxics, which means pesticides or other kind of products which are bad for health. It can be two situations. I can be a farmer and I'm not making a living, and so in order to be competitive, I am forced to use these products and to put my life in threat. And most of the farmers, we all know that these products are affecting our health. But in order to be competitive, we continue to use them. So it's a kind of horrible choice between harming your health or getting out of business. And that is a big, well, that's a big problem. And in Latin America, where big agribusinesses, they have planes to spray the agrotoxics, and this falls on the villages of the people, of the peasants, or also of the indigenous people, and it has terrible health consequences. So we really want to argue to get out of this agrotoxic, but also providing to the peasants the economical conditions to do without the agrotoxics.
Pestizide, die in der Landwirtschaft benutzt werden, zeigen ganz deutlich, wie schwierig es gerade für Kleinbäuerinnen und Kleinbauern ist, im Wettbewerb zu bestehen.
Well, I give you an example about my production. I am inorganic. And for example, in order to produce carrots, it takes a huge amount of work and working hours to take the weeds out. And in a conventional agriculture, they just spray, they have the work done. So because of that, and because the labor is expensive in Europe, which is normal, because we do want workers to work in good conditions and have fair incomes. But because of that, it's much cheaper to produce chemical carrots than carrots from organic agriculture. So if we are forced to be competitive in the global market, then you have no choice but to use these products that allow you to have less labor and to for your carrots should be cheaper in the end.
Wie sind denn Kleinbäuerinnen eigentlich vom Klimawandel betroffen in ihrer täglichen Arbeit? Morgan Odi erwähnt zwar auch Wetterphänomene wie Hitzewellen und Dürreperioden, aber in erster Linie spricht sie politische Themen an. Emissionszertifikate, englisch Carbon Credits und auch die Klimakrise als Krise der sozialen Ungerechtigkeiten.
In a way we are victims of climate change in two sense. First of course we are victims of the droughts and of the heating waves and all those things, but also very much of the false solutions against climate change. For example, of carbon markets, the offsetting system of carbon, which make that it becomes profitable to sell the carbon credits out of land, and this leads to more land grabbing. So very often, because currently the solutions to climate change are really much inside a capitalist vision of society. And so it increases the inequalities. While the key way to mitigate climate change is about reducing inequalities. We know that the rich people are the one emitting more greenhouse gas emission. There is no doubt about that. So it's about ensuring that the rich people emit far less greenhouse gas. And for that, we need to ensure that the rich people become less rich, that the billionaires are not billionaires anymore. So we really need to build up policies of redistribution. Because on the other side, as peasants, we are producing what is key, what is essential for all the people. So we need to keep being producing food. We need some other people to keep producing houses. So the idea in order to fight against climate change is to ensure that the basic needs of every single person on this planet is met, while the luxury and the overconsumption of the rich should be cut in a very dramatic way. And that's the way to go, and that's what our politicians, in particular in Europe, they do not want to address this big problem. Climate crisis is a social justice crisis. It's about social inequalities. I think the future of small-scale farming is the future of humanity. So if the future of small-scale farming gets worse, it means that for humanity the situation will become worse. But if we manage to open up a better future for small-scale family farming, then we can build up hope for humanity.
Deutliche Worte und eine klare Meinung waren das von Morgan Odie, der Vorsitzenden der Internationalen Vereinigung von Kleinbauern und Bäuerinnen, La Via Campesina, die überzeugt ist von der Wichtigkeit der kleinstrukturierten Landwirtschaft für unsere Zukunft. Verschiedene, unter anderem auch landwirtschaftliche Klimathemen, werden wir hier weiterhin beleuchten im Klimakaleidoskop. On Air Montag bis Freitag um 16 Uhr mit der Wiederholung tags darauf um 5 nach 8 oder natürlich auch nachzuhören auf freiesradio.at.